Country 102.5's Feel Good Story, Jonathan Weir and Ayla Brown.
Hey, Ayla.
Yes, sir.
What's good?
Imagine you're sitting in a hospital bed recovering from a surgery. The only people that can come to visit are the nurses and the doctors. Because of COVID, you can't have any visitors. And you hear a knock at the hospital door. It's someone with a handwritten card, and all of a sudden, waterfalls. Tears just start flowing because you've been in that hospital bed for 5 whole days recovering from the surgery. You just want to go home. You want to see your family. Well, Eileen Michaels is the mastermind behind those cards that can sometimes bring people like Mark Fugel to tears.
That's beautiful. It's very, very kind that people think of thinking of people in the hospital these days. Just little things like this are beautiful.
All right. As you can see, there are like some tears coming out from his eyes. He's very emotional. The cards aren't sad, though. I just want to say that they're very encouraging. They lift up the spirits of whoever's receiving them. And the reason that Eileen started making cards and encouraging her community to do so was just super simple. She just wanted to make sure everyone felt loved. It's such a simple concept, right? She started this during quarantine, and she put out a call on her social media pages. And within hours, hundreds of cards arrived on her doorstep in New Jersey. Most of the writers were unknown, but they came from all ages and genders. Like, there's a little 7-year-old girl who wrote this really sweet card to someone she didn't even know, just being like, hey, how are you? I hope you're having a real good day. Just thinking about you. Wanted to send some love with like a bunch of hearts and flowers. And, you know, if those things can just make such a big difference. They were all delivered to the Jersey Shore Medical Hospital. So maybe this will inspire you to write a card to someone today and mail it, like maybe snail mail. What a concept. That's your feels good story for today. But here's the thing, before we do $1,000 minute, I want to give a really special shout out, a birthday shout out to Aria. She is 12 years old today. She listens to our show every morning. And I got a message from her dad, who loves her so much and says she listens during this time every day, and wanted to know if we could just give a shout out, because actually Aria's mom had been in the hospital with COVID complications. So we just want to send our love to Aria and to the family, and just wish you a happy birthday. Hope your birthday today is just everything you could imagine anymore.
Happy birthday, Aria. That's a great name, by the way.
It really is.
It's an awesome
name. I like that name. Yeah,
much better than Ayla.
See, you make the feel good feel bad. How do you do this? Every time.
Because I can't just be sappy and nice.
Why not?
I don't know. It doesn't feel
good. Remember that one time you did?
It was one time. It was disturbing. People were messaging us on Facebook saying, please tell Jonathan to stop it. I think he's been possessed. All right, coming up, we got $1,000 minute tease today. Here is a clue, true or false.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.